FM 100, it's Ryan and Aaron in the morning.
Hey, Ryan, how do you spell gray?
I have to Google this all the time because I'm always confused about how to spell it. I've always spelt it G-R-A-Y, but I see a lot of people spell it G-R-E-Y, so I'm never really sure on which way to use. Like, say, for instance, their hair is gray. Is it G-R-E-Y? Or if I'm just referring to, say, the color gray in general, is it G-R-A-Y for that? I'm confused on which spelling you should use in which situation. So I think it's funny that you asked me that.
That you Google it so much because that is actually the most Google four-letter word in Tennessee.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has the gray. Everyone has the same problem I do.
Or you're the only person, but because you do it so much.
Yeah, I'm all the Google searches.
Yeah, I just think that's interesting. And I guess, I mean, it's funny because it's such a simple word and people are Googling how to spell it. But I've had the same question, like, oh, well, I guess it gray. Maybe it's like how I feel that day. I'll spell it with an A today, but I don't know.
Forever growing up, gray was always spelled G-R-A-Y. Then out of nowhere, like G-R-E-Y started popping up in place. I'm like, okay, well, what's the difference between G-R-A-Y and G-R-E-Y? Or is there a difference?
Well, would you like me to tell you?
Yes, I want to know if I'm actually spelling it correct or not.
According to the intranets, I guess the difference is in the U.S., American English, we use the A, but in British English, they use the E. So really, we could spell it either way, and it'll be fine.
So when I go to Google, why do I have gray hair down there? It's G-R-A-Y or G-R-E-Y?